Hi there, it's Carol Ann Rice, part three of my podcast box set on creating comfortable confidence. How are you all doing? Great, I'm really pleased to hear that. There wasn't any murmurs or not very good, was there? I really, whatever you've done to help yourself and to start building your confidence is a massive step forward. So well done, and keep it up and keep building on it and keep trying, because soon it becomes effortless. It becomes mundane. It's almost like it's too boring not to do amazing things in your life. So we're coming to the finale now, and just wanted to recap on a few things. Confidence is a state of mind. It's not in your DNA or in your blood cells. You can grow your confidence like a little seedling every single day. Repetition builds confident behavior. Positive mindset, I am more than good enough, is the most simple and basic and powerful mantra you can say over and over. Another thought, when you're facing something that seems daunting, you're going to a networking group for the first time, going to a new social event, starting a one-day course, it can seem like, oh gosh, I really don't want to go to this alien place. Do it in this phrase, in the spirit of curiosity. So what that means is you go along, a bit like a dog when they go to the park, they turn over leaves with their noses and they poke around. Just go in the spirit of curiosity. I'm going to go to this event and I don't have to get a degree in it or a gong or a medal. I'm just going to see who's there. If I like it, I give it a go. And the phrase in the spirit of curiosity means there's no horrible, harsh expectations, and it opens the path up for it to be a bit of an interesting and curious adventure. Another little word on what confident people do and have in their setup is they have strong boundaries with others. Now, boundaries are a kind of invisible line of respect that human beings have around themselves. So obviously the most basic human boundary is you do not hit me, you do not touch me, you do not invade my space, you do not swear or abuse me, and you do not steal from me. So we kind of know in society those are the fundamental human boundaries. But then we have another layer, personal and professional ones, which is please say thank you if I help you. Please don't overload me with extra work. Ask permission if you want to take that. And please don't talk to me in that way. Don't insult me in front of people. I don't want to be the butt of your jokes. You'll know when your boundaries have been breached because you'll feel hurt, humiliated, upset, uncomfortable, used, abused, insulted. You'll know the feeling. It'll be a horrible feeling. So when you feel that your boundaries are being breached, think about it. Who does this to you routinely? Where did it happen? Where does it happen? And what is going on? Once you've established that, you'll then know, right, I need to change this situation because the person or situation that it always happens in needs to be different now. So if you have a friend who phones at awkward times to download the latest disastrous relationship, or if you have a colleague who's always giving you extra work or taking your time up, it's learning to politely state your boundary, which is, I'm really sorry I can't help you now. I'd love to help you, but I might be able to help you tomorrow. I've got my own work to do at the moment. Or I'm happy to drop you off at the airport, but could you please pay for the petrol? Or I'm sorry, I don't appreciate you always saying those sort of things about me in front of other people. It makes me feel very uncomfortable. Now, people with low self-esteem and low confidence think they're being really nice when they let people run roughshod over them. Actually, what it does is it means that people don't respect you. So the more strong the boundary, the more respect you will have. So, you know, do speak up. Your needs and your opinions are very valuable, and people need to know where they begin and end with you. And confident people have that line of respect that people don't overstep, and that in itself gives them confidence. So I really want you to start thinking about who breaches your boundaries, who makes you feel uncomfortable, and what you can do about that. Perfectionism can sometimes play a very big part in lack of confidence and wanting things to be just so, overworking things, so you work so hard, feeling doubt about everything you're doing. So think about perfectionism as shame coming to the surface. There is no perfectionism without shame being present. And I know that's quite a heavy statement, but basically perfectionism is, I'm worried I might not be good enough. I'm worried that my work may not be good enough. I'm worried that I might be in trouble. People may not like me, or I might not be able to succeed at this. So I better make sure everything is perfect. Nothing is perfect. So aim for progress, not perfection. Let go of this fear of not being liked or not being good enough, because you are good enough. And you don't need to spend 3 hours on an email when it could take 3 or 4 minutes. Start to trust yourself more and believe that it is okay, because perfectionism is really doubt and shame having a field day. Now, if you are facing a challenge or something really rather wonderful, or something that just feels daunting, I want you to give yourself a good talking to, because I want you to start to learn to be unconditionally forgiving of yourself. We are all human. We screw up. Our bodies let us down. They make strange noises. They smell funny sometimes. We trip up. Our skirt gets caught in our knickers. We say the wrong thing at a presentation. We look foolish. We're dumb. We screw up. We're human. None of us, no one on the planet, not even Beyonce, is perfect. Okay, so don't expect that for yourself. Practice unconditional forgiveness. So if you did say the wrong thing, or you did, make yourself look silly, or it didn't go as you thought it would go, absolutely unconditionally forgive yourself. And in that spirit of kindness, it allows you to try new things, because people say, what if I fail? What if I want to do this, but what if I fail? If people laugh, what if I can't do it? Listen, the answer is you will fail. We all fail 100%. All of us have. But the really true hero is the resilient one who gets up again and has another go. Failure isn't fatal. I've had some really daunting things I've had to do in my life. And I remember flying to Monaco one time to present a film awards to probably 100 film directors from all over the world, and stand on stage for 5 days, seeing 30 different films and then interviewing the directors. And on the way there on the plane on my own, I thought, my goodness, I'm away from home. I was badly briefed. And I've no idea if I'm going to get through this week ahead. What if I fail awesomely and epically on this stage in front of everyone? So I started to get very scared on the plane, and I thought, I can just imagine the pain of being in my hotel bedroom, having an absolute bloodbath with myself about how useless and appalling I've been. Then I stopped myself and I thought, Caroline, you're being brave just going. And if you do monumentally screw up, give yourself a big hug, girl, because you're flying to an alien place in an alien environment. And if you do make a massive epic fail, give yourself a cashmere wrap round and have a hot bath and say, listen, at least I had a go. And you know what? That little pep talk, that kind talk, got me through it. I probably wasn't perfection on stage. I got some great feedback, but it was allowing myself the kindness and compassion to see me as this little being just having a go. I think it was one of the most powerful bits of self-coaching I've ever done. And believe that you'll be okay. You know, you will get up. Your knees might have a bit of a cut and bruise on it, but you'll live to fight another day. And my goodness, when you're older and you look back and say, yeah, do you know what? I had a go. I really had a go. And if any of you ever watched Strictly Come Dancing, apparently Jeremy Vine, who was on some time ago, was an appalling dancer. He was like a scarecrow on acid, throwing himself around the stage. Laughable. And some people interviewed him and said, aren't you a bit embarrassed that you're so, dreadful at this ballroom dancing? And he said, no, I knew I would be, but I wanted to have a go. And I wanted my two daughters to learn this. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be brilliant, but have a go at life. And I, what a great dad. What a great message to his daughters, which is, don't expect to win 100% of the time and look amazing and everybody give you a round of applause. Really jump in at life and just say, well, you know, I had a go. And what were you doing? Pointing and laughing at me. Why don't you have a go? Live the life that you want to live. So if the worst comes to the worst, and of course we all catastrophize in our brains, what if it all goes horribly wrong? Then you give yourself a hug and then you say, I had a go, or I've learned something. In fact, all of the epic fails I've ever had have been a massive, brilliant learning curve. If you can find the nugget of gold in there, it's wisdom well earned. So don't let fear holds you back. Really believe that even if you do something and there's a chance of it not going well, that you're okay with you. And so let me know how you get on. Let me know if you just do the smallest thing. Speak up to the bully, say to your annoying family member, I don't really like you saying those things about me in public. Just have a go at it, because it gets easier, you know. And there's always a life coach you can turn to to really get you where you want to be. But I really truly believe that we all have it within us to have the confidence and the clarity in the life that we love. So I'll leave you with a really good quote by someone called Sarah Henderson. And she says, don't wait for a light to appear at the end of the tunnel. Stride down there and light the bloody thing yourself. So good luck, go out, be bold, be confident, chin up, and look at the world in its eye, because it's all out there, it's all waiting for you, and it's all coming your way. Good luck.